Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is Ann Robin.
Good morning.
We're here this morning with our producer, Chris Klaproth. And today's the big day. Today's the big day of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Once a year, big fundraiser. So we're ready to roll up at Martin's in Westminster with our party today. We've got 300 people going to show up, and we're just going to have a good time. We've got a couple special guests coming up. We've got Senator John Astle, who we're going to honor today for his long list of accomplishments for sportsmen in Annapolis, dating back to 2002 and beyond that, of course. And then we will be honoring him. So there'll be some special guests show up. I believe the wildlife director is going to be there. I think that the superintendent of the Natural Resources Police is probably going to be there. I think we're going to have the president of the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation and several representatives there, some other folks within DNR. So, you know, it's going to be good for us to have those folks there, and we look forward to seeing them, and we look forward to seeing everybody that's showing up. I mean, the people that are sponsors of this show are some of them are sponsors of our event. I don't know how these headphones are supposed to fit, but I think they fit better that way. There you go. That feels much better. So, sponsors of the radio show are sponsors of our event, like Battery Warehouse and WW Tire and Auto Service. Others provided products and services like Clyde Sports Shop and Hafer's Gunsmithing and Redneck Blinds and Catonsville Line X and Bay Line X. So it's all good. We're having a good time. So anyway, we are here today. We are actually mentally in Westminster, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. So we're here today to try to do a nice radio show for all y'all, and it would help us tremendously if you would be kind enough to call us today. I make something up. You don't have to have a particularly pressing question. Tell us about whether you've been perch fishing or, you know, if you've been out catfishing or trout fishing. Today's first day of trout season, so we want to say, hey, everybody that's out there on the road, headed out to the favorite trout pond or trout stream, give us a call here. The number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Give us a shout. Tell us where you're going, what you're doing, where you're headed, and we'd love to hear from you. So that's what it's all about today. A lot of things going on across the country. Today is the last day of the, the National Association of State Boating Law Administrators. National Association of State Boating Law Administrators, NASBLA, as it were. And they're inviting you to take a boating education course online. And you can do so today. The last day. Started last week. It's called Spring Aboard. Take a boating course online. You can go to folks like Boat US or what is this? NASBLA.org, NASBLA.org, and you can sign up. Take a boating course online today for no charge, which is pretty cool. So, you know, that's nice to know. The Boat US folks are the ones that operate the towboats around the country. Towboat U.S. here in Maryland, I think one of the top awards. So, you know, that's one thing you can do today. If you don't feel like you want to get out and enjoy the 70-degree weather, you feel like you want to stay just locked in your house and, you know, do something inside, do that. Mark Towson, good morning. How are you, sir?
Oh, good morning, both of you. How are you doing?
Doing
good. Morning,
Mark. Good. Yeah. Looking forward to seeing you today.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I really can't wait. Here's a very practical question.
Yes, sir.
Do I need to bring cash or check, or do you take credit cards today?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know you're going to have some fantastic stuff to bid on.
Oh, my gosh. 15 guns, three crossbows, two muzzleloaders.
So you need cash for the...
Five compound bows. All kinds of equipment, guided trips. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of stuff.
Do you need
and a little bit of artwork, too, if you know. What?
Do you need cash for the raffles?
No, they can pay for that on credit card if they want.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. The raffle, we got all kinds of raffles. We got a, listen to this, we got a cigar raffle. I don't know if you're a cigar aficionado or not, but we got a.
Oh, I was once.
Yeah, well, you buy a cigar for a ticket. You buy a ticket and you get a cigar, let's put it that way. And the prize for that is a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses.
Oh, very nice. I can't wait.
We have a Yeti Mini Max Big Green Egg. No, not Yeti.
No.
Yeah, a Big Green Egg grill. Tabletop deal. That's also a raffle. And we got a couple other things up there that are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to test your skills at
a couple Yeti coolers.
Yeah, at bag toss, some people call it cornhole. You can do that. We got some good prizes for that too, including a Weatherby semi-automatic shotgun for that one. So, all kinds of cool stuff, man. You'll come up and you'll see it.
Yeah, I will be there.
Yep. And
everybody gets a chance to meet Robin.
Exactly.
Hey, Robin, we really are.
Exactly.
Meeting you.
There you go.
Yeah, I was there last year, but I was quiet.
She was very quiet. She was very, very understated last year. So I don't know if that means something that she's going to be different than quiet this year or not. But you will get to see her outgoing personality.
Mm-mm. Quiet.
No, you're not going to be quiet.
Well, I will see you about noon then.
You got
Look
it,
forward to it.
You got okay. it. We'll see you up there.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. That's always nice. Nice to hear from the folks who support the organization. And nice to hear from folks who don't, who want to know about the organization, you know? And nice to hear from folks that don't give a rat's rear end one way or the other about the organization. But I got a text today, or not today, but a couple days ago from our advocate. And, you know, the impact that we're having, the Maryland Hunting is having on the General Assembly. A couple things this year. But there wasn't any particular accomplishments or signature initiatives that we provided this year. But over the past years, we have so roundly and soundly defeated some initiatives by the people who have less regard for our great natural resources than we do. Where is it here? It just disappeared. Here it is. He says, and we were talking about, you know, what we did in the General Assembly and what happened. And you got to understand that we don't publicize everything we do in the General Assembly. Bill Miles has been there 40 years and established relationships, working relationships on both sides of the aisles in the upper and lower chamber, both. And that, you know, we just talk to people. That's what he does. And, you know, shows them what our bills do, or what somebody who put a bill in and doesn't quite understand the resources, how detrimental it can be, and things like that. So here was kind of the way it went. No commercial venison, kind of a code, which means that the Farm Bureau wasn't motivated to put in a bill this year to commercialize our beautiful deer population here in Maryland, our robust deer population. They did 2 years ago, and it was defeated soundly. Nothing showed up this year. No tweak to the, no more 8 weeks of firearms deer hunting. There was a bill put in this year from a delegate and a senator on the Eastern Shore to expand the deer firearms season to 8 weeks, including the first 2 weeks of November and the entire month of November. So we're talking, or entire month of January. So we're talking conflicts with other people who like to be in the woods at those times. And you put a firearms deer season in the peak of the rut here in Maryland, and with the big breeding bucks being very vulnerable at those times, you know, it's one thing to take a deer like that with a bow, because they always have the opportunity to see you move, or, you know, they've got to be very close to take with a bow. But to shoot that deer, you know, trolling for does on the fence row 150 yards away doesn't stand a chance with firearm. So, you know, we basically worked to kill that bill, and it died. We said last week that the Talbot County bills for 7 days a week for deer management permits with a rifle was pulled. There was a bill last year to end all Sunday hunting statewide at 10:30 in the morning. That didn't happen. And, you know, there's some other bills that are still alive here in the last couple of weeks that we're supporting. And we're doing some other stuff that we can tell you about that, too, here, once it all comes to fruition. So we don't necessarily just work on the legislative, but we work on regulatory, we work on budgetary, work on administrative stuff, and it all takes place in Annapolis. So let's say you're listening today in Anne Arundel County. Let's say you're down near Annapolis and you're listening to this show, and you only hunt in, Dorchester County. Let's say the only thing you do is bow hunt for sick of deer. Okay. Well, that's good. So, and you only hunt one farm. So that's your entire year of hunting is spent in Dorchester County on one farm hunting sick of deer. That's your focus. Okay. Our focus is a little different hunting ground. It all lies right along Taylor Avenue in Annapolis. Okay. From the State House to the Taos State Office Building, where the DNR is headquartered. That's our hunting grounds. That's where we roam. That's where our advocate does his best stalking in the halls of the Senate, in the halls of the House. And so that, you know, that's what we do. And guess what? You got me saying guess what more than I've ever said guess what my entire life. Robin, anytime Robin wants to make a statement, guess what? What, Robin? I put some toast in the toaster. Really? Guess what? What, Robin? I started my car because it's cold this morning. Nice.
You're going to have a long day.
Oh, now, look. You revealed one of my little idiosyncrasies yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Oh, I did that.
You did it. I didn't do it. That's your own fault.
Oh, well. Anyway. what I'm saying is, you know, that's where we are in the halls of Annapolis. And we are the only organization that has standing and stature in the halls of Annapolis for the hunters. I want you to think about this. I have no argument with any of the organizations that are out there, the hunting organizations that are out there. They all do great work. All the alphabet organizations, and I'm not going to name them, and I support them, and I work with many of them, okay? But if you go to a dinner benefit for one of these conservation organizations, and you spend money, your money goes to wherever that national headquarters is for whatever programs the national headquarters has on their plate, okay? And by the way, you know, I'll tell you what, I'll name one of them, Ducks Unlimited. Their big convention is today at the same time as our event, which is fine. We're going to miss some people, and it's okay. They're going to get together. They're going to review everything they do. And I've hosted these things when I was at Bass Pro Shop, the state convention. You know, they give awards. They've got a national presentations that go on. We have 50 Ducks Unlimited chapters here in Maryland, okay? Every time you go to a Ducks Unlimited event and you spend money, very, very little of it, a very tiny percentage of it stays here in Maryland. You know, the local chapter doesn't get to keep a lot of the money. And it's the same way with all the national conservation organizations, all the ABC organizations, the alphabet soup, whatever you want to call them. You know, they all have state chapter benefits to benefit the national goals. Maryland Hunting Coalition, on the other hand, is headquartered here in Maryland. It's made by a group of all volunteers except, you know, our lobbyist does have a contract. And it is a nonprofit organization that raises money to do nothing except support hunting issues and oppose hunting issues here in the state of Maryland. Every dollar stays right here in the state of Maryland to advance the cause of hunting here in Maryland. Let's talk to Gunther. Good morning, Gunther.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. I have one question there. Have you gotten any more complaints about deer crossing signs?
I have not gotten any complaints about deer crossing signs.
You remember that lady you called?
That was a pre-recording that was done out in one of the Midwestern states. That was pretty amazing. We're looking forward here in the archives, and that'd be a nice one to play when we come back from the break. Give you a chuckle.
Enjoy your shows.
Well, thank you. I still enjoy doing it.
Huh?
I still enjoy doing it.
Yeah, I'm glad you do.
Yes, sir. How you feeling? You all right?
I'm fine.
Good. Good. Good to hear from you.
Okay, enjoy all the people you bring on.
Oh, yes.
Stories.
Yep.
Even though I'm not a hunter, I still enjoy what I hear.
Some of the folks out there will recognize the name Tred Barta, T-R-E-D-B-A-R-T-A, Tred Barta. Tred used to have a show on Versus Channel, which was I can't remember what it used to be, but anyway, Versus was the network. I think it's an NBC product, and Tred did everything from offshore fishing, and he was a very demanding captain, and they'd fish for tuna or billfish or something. And he would do sea duck hunting. He would do big game hunting with a bow and arrow. He always shot his own recurve bow. No mechanical bow, no compound bow. And uh-huh. He was very good at it. And several years ago, Tred had some type of infection that left him paralyzed from the waist down. And it devastated him. I mean, he's confined to a wheelchair now. And, very active guy to the outdoors, and all of a sudden not falling off a horse and breaking anything, just this disease struck him down. And he fought back. He continued to have a show on Versus for a short time, and very politically involved. And he's working with the commercial fishermen out of New England against some of these regulations from the past administration, and how it's going to devastate it's the Marine Preserve up there, how it's going to devastate the commercial fishing off of the coast of New England. And I got this thing from him the other day, and I guess it's his representative or his agent or something. She said, how'd you like to have Tred Barta on your show? I'm like, well, that'd be cool. You know, have a national personality on here. So that would be pretty cool. So we're working on that. We are working on that to get Tred Barta aboard, and I'm sure he'll have a very interesting story for us. So keep listening, Hunter.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy. You. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, thanks.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, you know what? For great fishing, and it's going to be beautiful this weekend, fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I'm going to tell you to check out Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 all the way to the end. You hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, and you go 2.5 miles. And the address is 4729 Mountain Road in Pasadena. Now, all you need for any type of fishing is available at Fishbones. They have every bit of crabbing supplies and bait, the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you will ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle. And that's in Pasadena. Now, look, this is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one. They carry a nationwide lifetime warranty, and the Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water. That means no rust in your truck bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing, your hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed either. Scratch-proof. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with the Kevlar and for extra strength and paint match. Now, Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear. That is the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment like I did, your pickup truck, with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard, across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947, or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck blinds dealer. Check the Redneck blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com, or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change.
Yeah, this hey, country for sure you this morning, baby.
Ha ha! Hey, Chuck in Hempstead, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good.
Little wake up there with Hank Jr.
Yep. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Chuck.
What's going on, brother?
Just checking in with you, and I'll see you later today.
You got it.
Forward to having a good time again.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. It is going to be a lot of fun. We've got a spray-on bedliner up for grabs today, by the way.
I already got mine.
Oh, that's right. You got yours last year, didn't you?
Yep, sure did.
Well, it's going to be fun, that's for sure. No question about it. No question about it.
That's some good food.
What's that?
Good food.
That's some good food.
Oh, you're not kidding. Yes, sir. Hey, I want to... I'm going to read something here in a little bit to you, just stay tuned, but I'll look forward to seeing you later today.
Fair enough.
All right, buddy.
See you soon, Chuck.
Yep.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Tom in Baltimore. Good morning, Tom. How are you, buddy?
Hi, Aaron. Hi, Rowdy.
Good morning.
I apologize. I overslept this morning. I've come in on the tail end of the, I heard guns and I heard the time. But I didn't hear where this auction is going to be.
Oh, it's not an auction. It's our dinner and benefit for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And it's at Martin's in Westminster. It's a bull roast, basically, with some steamed shrimp and all the sides.
Fried chicken
and ribs and all the desserts and all the salads and all that good stuff. And, you know, it's a good time. We've got 300 people showing up that have paid their admission. And we're raffling off all this stuff, auctioning off card raffles, you name it. It's going to be out there.
I got one more question.
Yes, sir.
Can I still get a ticket?
Yeah.
Okay, at the door?
What?
Can you get it at the door?
You can. Robin will make a note. Chris will get your last name here in a minute when we're done talking. And go ahead.
What time does it start?
Starts at noon. Tickets are 50 per individual, 90 per couple.
We've got, about 10?
Huh?
About 10 left.
Yeah, about a dozen, maybe. About a dozen tickets. So, you know, we fully expect some people to walk in. We got 40 tables. Most of them are full. So, you know, you'll have to find a spot to sit with some other folks, which is,
we'll find fine.
We'll find your spot. But, yeah. 15 guns, 3 crossbows, 5 vertical bows, 3 goose hunting trips, 2 fishing trips. All kinds of equipment, all kinds of special stuff. It's just all hunting related and outdoors related. And, you know, it's going to be a good time. This is our third annual event, and it's always good. So
sounds good.
Yeah, man.
I got some jobs to do this morning. We're trying to get up there, though. That's going to be a good time.
All right. It's going to be a good time. Well, Tom, I'll tell you what. We're done. Just hang on the line, and Chris will pick you up and get your first and last name, and we'll look for you. If you show up, we'll know you're coming. All right?
I appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Hang on.
Thanks. Y'all have a good day.
Yep. Hang on the line. There he goes. Okay. This came out. This is a mass email out to about 40 or 50 people. Some of them I know. Some of them I don't. But hunters, well, the Panthers have won. And we're not talking about a sports team. The Panthers have won. I'm giving up my spectacular hunting property in Glades County, Florida. Now, Tom happens to be from Baltimore. He and his brother have a very successful company here. And they are very nice sponsors of the Outdoorsman, not the Outdoorsman Show, but the Hunting Coalition. They provide us with 6 front row Orioles tickets that will be selling on the live auction today. Okay, 6 for the afternoon game, May 24th versus Minnesota, plus a parking pass. I'm giving up my spectacular hunting property in Glades County, in parentheses, mine, Florida. It was once loaded with deer, hogs, and turkeys. There are still turkeys, but the pigs have been annihilated and the deer have been reduced, say, by 75% or so. Last year, there were times I'd go to the woods and not see a track. The Panthers are very thorough. Unfortunately, I can't see any short-term improvement. The Save the Everglades folks have a financial interest in maintaining the endangered status of the panther as a fundraising icon. You know, the environment is great, but my salary is far more important. So, over 15 years, I've accumulated a bunch of stuff. A shopping list is attached, which includes vehicles, firearms, and hunting gear. Please take a look. I need to clear it out so the prices are all negotiable. To facilitate the liquidation, I'm going to be in residence at camp Friday, March 31st, and Saturday, April 1st. Please come over, take a look, or give me a call, and I can send a photo. Thanks, and good hunting. This is what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when environmental activists and animal rights activists get together and tell us that the polar bears are, the ice flows are melting, the ice caps are melting, and the polar bears are floating on the ice flows and starving to death, when in fact the population of polar bears has tripled or quadrupled since the 60s. This is what happens when they tell us that the grizzly bear is endangered and, you know, must be protected at no cost. And now there are, I don't know, 80 grizzly bears in Yellowstone, something like that. Every now and then they eat a camper and, you know, or a hiker, just to make a point. This is what happens when wolves, gray wolves, are re-released into the ecosystem, and the elk herds and deer herds are decimated by the growing uncontrolled population of top tier predators. This type of mentality is what led to led the former president to pull the state of Alaska's wildlife management on predators away from it and turn it back over to the federal government. In other words, the state couldn't fly a helicopter and kill troublesome bears and kill troublesome wolves. Thank God that the Senate has moved to overturn that regulation that told Alaska that they didn't know how to manage their own wildlife. That just happened this week. So, you know, here's a local man who 15 years ago went to Florida, bought a property, established a top hunting business for turkeys, for hogs, and for white-tailed deer. And it's not through overhunting that he's having to shut down, because it controls that very, very well. You know, he sticks to all the rules, all the regulations, all the bag limits, very conservative. But guess what? The panthers, the Everglade panthers, have been allowed to populate and repopulate and grow without any control because they are such an iconic species. And they're so rare. And they're so beautiful that we must protect these magnificent creatures. So everything else gets eaten. If you could give them, if you could figure out how they could get them to eat iguanas and boas and pythons in the Everglades, you might have something. But it ain't happening. They're taking down the deer, taking down the hogs. You might say, well, that's a good thing, take out the hogs. Well, sure. Might be. Might be. They're a little destructive. But this man's business is ruined. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Give us a call here. You're running the show. We're just kind of hanging on till 7 o'clock, and we're headed to Westminster, that's for sure. So, anyway, let's see. Oh, there's a caller. There's a an email from our buddy Chuck. Thank you. Cannot wait to hear you and Robin have Tred Barter on your show. Tred Barter to me was the Alan Ellis of TV. I loved his show. I just read that just as it came in. That's interesting. I loved his shows, plus his life story. I love what you and Robin have added to the enjoyment of your show. I look forward to many more wonderful years of you and now Robin joining in my kitchen every Saturday morning for coffee. Thank you for this weekend pleasure.
Oh, I love it.
I do, too. Yep. Couldn't make it today. Looking forward to next year. So Chuck's a good guy. He's a good guy. 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680. See? I knew Tred Barter would strike a chord with somebody. All right. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. They are having their annual 10-day sale. This is the Ready to Rock sale. Rockfish season starts April 15th. 35-inch limit on the rockfish this year on the Trophy Rock. Started last Friday, ends tomorrow. Right? All rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale. All the Shakespeare rods, including the Ugly Stick, are on sale. All the Fluger rods and reels are on sale. Trolling combos from $89.95. That is quite a deal for a rod, a reel, and line if you're a troller out there on the bay. The most popular trolling combo they have is already rigged up and ready to go. It's got a line on it. It's an Andy rods, 6-foot rod, 20 to 50 pound rod, and a Penn Warfare. That's the new level wine from Penn. It came out last year, I believe. That's on sale for $139.95. And here's the cool part. Take your empty spools in. If you don't have anything to do this morning, you're not coming to the benefit, sit home and take all the spool line off all your spools. Don't go outside today at all. Don't enjoy anything at all today because you've got this to do before tomorrow. Take all the line off your spools. Now you're sitting there with empty spools and a big coily pile of line on your in your garbage can. And what are you going to do? Well, you got to get new line. So you take your empty spools down to Clyde's, and they'll fill them up with fresh new monofilament for half price, starting at just 1 cent a yard. So get that done today. Doesn't count for Power Pro. That's a braided line. But all the other monofilament, the Strand, the Berkeley, the Shakespeare, and all the line, you can get that put on there for half price through tomorrow. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Fishing Hotline, 247-3474-247-FISH is the Fishing Hotline.
Keep the umbrella handy here for the weekend. Chance for a few showers later today and a chance for a few additional showers on Sunday. Cloudy and much warmer today. Again, a chance for a few showers late this afternoon, mid-70s. Cloudy tonight, upper 40s. Cloudy and cooler Sunday. Chance for additional showers on Sunday. Highs tomorrow, mid-50s. Back to work Monday. Cloudy and warmer with rain, especially in the morning. Highs near 70. Chance for showers and even thunderstorms Tuesday. I'm Ken Boone at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it, cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate, we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun, and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
There you go, Robin.
Yeah.
We did that. Chris did that one for you. I didn't request it. But he knows. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. On a landline if you're outside the Baltimore dialing area. So, folks, you're running the show this morning. We're just hanging out here this morning, trying to bring you some decent information and some laughs, I hope, between now and 7 o'clock. And we haven't heard from any trout fishermen. I guess there's not the big flood out there to the stream since the we have this kind of a trickle staggered stocking program. I mean, there's not everybody looking forward to the, you know, the big day of the first day of trout season. I don't know. Oh, excuse me.
That was my fault.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I started that one.
I know. But it's been an interesting week. Robin's been working all week. She came home from work and worked on the database, and we're trying to get at, you know, all 300 people on their, assigned to their tables and all that. And, you know, all the stuff comes in. For the most part, all the stuff comes in online, but the phone calls and the texts and all that, you know. And then you'll call one of these folks that have purchased a table and say, hey, you know, have the names of the folks that are coming with your table. Well, I got two guys, right now I'm waiting on three more. Okay, great. Let me know, because we're trying to build a database. So here comes seven names from the guy. Okay, so that's cool. Okay, so then the next day you get a text, hey, so-and-so-and-so-and-so can't come, but we're going to replace him with two other guys. Well, who are the two other guys? Well, I don't know yet.
It's been interesting.
It's been very interesting trying to keep up with the database and get all, everybody assigned and get all their packages together. And
then trying to figure out who some of the people were, the names they got. We got.
Oh, that's
that
yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's so we get one group of guys, and there's five tables involved here. There's 40 guys basically in this group.
And they're awesome guys.
Oh, they're great group. And some of them I hunt with, and, you know, some of them are just superb beings. But the, quote, coordinator, and I'm not going to name any of them, but, you know, he'll go, okay, I need a ticket for Bobby. I need a ticket for Buck. I need a ticket for JoJo, I need a ticket and a bonus raffle package for Jack and his wife. I need a and like, okay, who are these people? So when they come in, they're not going to introduce themselves as Buck, what you call them. They're going to introduce themselves in civilized society by their name. Oh, hold on. I forget Buck's name. We just call him Buck. So it's fun. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. But it's also a lot of work. So, yeah, no complaint. No complaint. These people are all very supportive of the coalition and what we do. And you go, what is this coalition? What do they do? Well, I mean, what are you talking about here? We're talking about a group of individuals who got together and formed a nonprofit organization, a 501c4 advocacy group, to make sure that our General Assembly, that has an urban mindset, okay, you think of all the people in the General Assembly and where they come from, and in the districts that have the most population, have the most delegates, and the most senators, okay? There's 188 lawmakers, let's put it that way. In Annapolis, most of them are from the urban centers. Most of them have no clue what it's like in rural Maryland. And I'd say out of 188, maybe 10 of them hunt. Maybe 10. Might be more like 6. Okay. But they know that in the rural counties, they know that hunting is somewhat important to their population, you know, to their constituents. So we've got to go to Annapolis, and we've got to deal with people who sit on committees, who have this urban mindset, who are in a county influenced by an overwhelming amount of, let's say, like Montgomery County, for example. Now, there's some good folks from Montgomery County, and, you know, there's a lot of hunting gets done down there, but the people that are chosen to represent Montgomery County, for the most part, will, you know, they'll be funded in part by what's called the Humane Society of the United States. Some of them are. And that is the HSUS, which is the largest anti-hunting organization in the world, with an operating budget of about $200 million. $200 million. Okay? Maryland Hunting Coalition works on a smidgen of that. When we send out our fundraising,
not even a smidgen.
Not even a smidgen. I mean, it's an iota. When we send out our fundraising letters, we ask people to help us raise our $80,000 budget for the year, and that's to That's to counter everything that gets thrown at us in Annapolis in a 90-day session by people who want to affect the way the wildlife is harvested or killed or annihilated or whatever in the state of Maryland. And we got to deal with all of that. So, you know, it's very interesting when we go to Annapolis that we're able to do what we're able to do. We're able to protect the wildlife here in Maryland. We're able to maintain the privileges that we have as hunters. We're able to expand it in some degree. And that's what you have an advocate for. That's what you have a lobbyist for, to stand up for you. So one of the biggest ones in the Senate is Senator John Astle. And when you see his list of accomplishments, and if you go to the event today and you walk in, greeting you is going to be a poster honoring Senator Astle. And you will see his list of accomplishments since 2002 for sportsmen in Maryland. It's absolutely incredible. So, okay, let's see. I guess we need to do this, don't we? Hey, this is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray on bedliners. You know, Linex spray on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Now, Bay Linex Glen Burnie is offering a spray on bedliner for a prize today, and prize for the Catonsville Linex is going to be a tonneau cover, so you can 100% protect your truck bed if you take both of them. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water that gets, you know, in your truck bed. You'll get water in there, but it won't get down in the cracks and crevices, and that means no rust. And it's cut-proof, so tools, tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bed liner. That's the one that looks great and offers the UV protection. Or you can get what's called the Extra. That has added Kevlar, and you can match the color of the bed liner to the paint coat on your truck. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. I have a tonneau cover. I have the floor liners. I have the wheel well protectors. All that stuff. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex has a new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard. Went by there the other day. Across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. That's Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. That number, 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But now take down your fishing pole, meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. They're mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a
little. All right, anyway. There's the music. That means we have one more hour to go. That means that you're going to be running the show for the next hour or two. I'll be here with commentary and answer your phone calls and whatever we got to do. And I hope you like it. We're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about next hour again. So we're going to get out of here for a few minutes. We're going to turn over the entire studio to a new producer, and her name is Anna Caroline. Got it. Pepe's on vacation today. So I don't know if he'll be back next week. He probably will be. So Anna Caroline's going to take over, and we'll be back after this.